Hello, this is Patrick Widdis, and welcome to day 25 of the NaPoWriMo podcast on poetry nonstop. Today we welcome back a recent guest, Andy N., whose prompt for today is to write a poem including an element of nostalgia. Here he is to give a bit of background on one of his poems, which references a children's TV program that some of you might be old enough to remember.
Hey guys, Andy N. This is a poem from my final poetry book, Changing Carriages at Birmingham New Street. With this piece, it's a prompt that's quite an interesting one, this, because he's looking at the narrative side of poetry again, because the book itself is a load of interspersed poems talking about how living in different towns affected this imaginary couple. And what I wanted to do with this one as an actual problem, because it's not a game, it came from a workshop, was I had to basically use my two central characters, putting them in a place that the audience didn't know they lived in, which is Hove in this case. And then I got the challenge, this was made it quite interesting, this, of bringing into it a bit of nostalgia with an old British or English TV programme. And I decided to go Bagpuss, because Bagpuss growing up I did. And so what I did was I used the narrative of the two characters, and this is what problem was really, how basically living in another town and then the nostalgia of an old TV programme to make shows how their relationship changed. Homage, or homage, I should say, to Bagpuss and Hove. Was it the third or fourth night, Sarah? During that month, we lived in Hove. When my agent paid for us both to move there temporarily, that second summer we were together, and we stumbled onto that singer playing alone beside the coastline at the start of dusk. Do you remember him asking Sarah, pausing in between songs, can either us play an also harp or a mandolin at the edge of the beach? A cup of hot chocolate, barely keeping his aged fingers warm. I'd grown up watching it like you, although I couldn't begin to name any of the songs. He played one after the other. Rather the names of Bagpuss's friends, from Professor Yaffle to the mice and the mouth organ to Gabriel the Tone and Madeline. I see the singer's face even now, harmonica in his mouth, playing a melody, a song with a glee, and Charlie Mouse weaving, before eventually finishing with the Bonnie King of Nowhere, open up the curtain to an unexpected love. You didn't get it. I should have seen, in the ash-coloured light, found the nostalgia too strange, pausing for a few minutes, as if you were listening to something else, before hurrying on as before, underlining the differences between us both, that I only realised after you had gone.